Okay, Mary, so after all that you've been through, all that you've overcome, all that you're still fighting with and dealing with, what do you want right now? It's 2017. What do you want right now?
In 2017, I want justice.
Okay.
That's something I've never had. My voice back. I don't want to be perceived as someone that's cruel and evil and vindictive and bitter, because that's not who I am. I want people to know the entire story, not just bits and pieces that were bought and paid for. It's a little window. I'm going to show them this little window because that's what's been paid for. I want what I worked 16 years to have. Mm-hmm. You know, that's my retirement. You know, that's benefits from our company that I deserved, I earned, I worked for. I didn't jump on the back of Steve's life when the cart started rolling. I was there help pushing that cart. And sometimes when the wheels came off that cart, I put the wheels back on the cart.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. I earned everything that was taken from me. And everything that was taken from me by Steve and Marjorie, forging my name and signing off on things even before she even had the legal right to be called Harvey. I want everything back that the two of them conspired. Ricky Anderson, Bobby Edmonds, everybody involved in this. I want to be able to have my day that I never got. They all sat and conspired to ruin me, to ruin my reputation, to ruin me financially, and pretty much leave me by the side of the road.
Hmm.
If it was such a thing as someone being left to die legally, I would have been dead. If it were up to them, that would have been the end of me. And I went to jail for not doing anything. So how is it that people can break the law and do what they want to do and manipulate the law and nothing happens because they're of an elite, quote-unquote, class? How is that? So I want back what I worked for. I deserve what I worked for, and I want my share. He can do what he wants with his share. She can do what she wants with what she believes to be her share after she got with him. But bottom line, everything that's been happening since 2005 belongs to me. Half of everything that they both own and do right now, because he stole mine to rebuild the two of them. And that is against the law. And I want them both held accountable for it. I want them held accountable for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would prefer, but you know what? I wouldn't even wish upon them what they did to me.
Wow.
It can be settled. We can talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I want back what was taken from me. That's what I want.
I like what you said. You want what you earn.
I want what I earn.
Not a handout from him.
You want
what you earn.
This is not about I want Steve's money. I want my money. I want mine back. I want what I earned and I worked for. He got to take his and he got to take mine. And that is against the law. That is not what's supposed to be happening here. It's not what's supposed to be happening. And I'm not going to stop talking about it until I get returned to me what belongs to me. Because I worked and I earned the right to live how I set in motion for myself to live. Because when we both met, we both had nothing. And we both sat down and said, you know, we want to live pretty cool. We never saw that, though. We never saw it to that extent.
Mm-hmm.
But what makes it even worse is that they did that and just kind of steamrolled over me without, after all these years, we shouldn't have done it, or that was mean. It's like they just go on in their day to day like nothing has ever happened, like what they did to me was nothing. You're nothing, or like you had that coming. Who gives them the right to decide that they're going to derail me. Who gives them that right? No one has that right. And I know God didn't tell them that it was okay. It's okay for you to do this to Mary. You didn't get that from God. So if you didn't get it from God, who gave you the right? Either of them. And that, and until that is dealt with, that's going to ever be out there like something that's in my head and in my sleep and in my dreams when I'm walking around all day long. How do you shake it off when people deliberately do something like that? I can't fathom that because I couldn't do it. I could not continue to get up and go to bed and go to work and you're just out shopping and vacationing when you've ruined somebody. Who does that? And to call yourself a Christian, who does that? I don't know. I literally could not sleep at night. There's no way. And you're sitting there looking at my son's face. And you watch him come and going on dates and going to school and whatever, knowing what you did to his mother, the two of them. But you love him. And you're Christians. I don't see how. I don't see how that's possible.
Do you think there's ever going to be a point that you and Winton are going to be able to sit down again and you really discuss everything with him? Or do you have an indication that he may know what's really going on? He just won't say nothing because of his father.
The hardest part about all of this has been Winton. Part of me not wanting to say anything, to not bring any more drama to him, but trying to walk that line and say, what do you say? How much do you say? Who do you say it to? Do you say nothing?
That seemed like a touchy, every time we mention Winton, that's really touchy.
Because that's the tragedy in all of it. This was so not necessary for him to be in this like this. All they had to do was be fair. We could have just all gone our separate ways. That's what I don't understand. Why do this to me? Why do this to him when it was so unnecessary? All this could have gotten worked out in 05 and no harm done, because that was all I wanted. But I can't stay silent. I won't stay silent anymore. I won't, because it's like giving them a pass on what they did to me. You know, I have to live in the trauma of what they did while they're out living their life in a large, large way. But I have to deal with the deed. I won't. I won't not talk about that. I won't do it ever again. I won't. Because I can't survive like that. It's like being buried alive. I felt like I had been buried alive, and I won't feel like that again. I can't. And I just pray that me and my son's relationship survives all of this. I really do. That's my prayer. Because I'm pretty sure that there are things that were not being made clear to my son either. I'm almost sure. Things were said that were totally not true. And it would have been easier for all of us to sit down and have this conversation, but they don't want to do that. So here we are.
So they're afraid that the actual truth would come out.
Absolutely.
And he feel like Winton, it probably turned Winton against him if Winton know the whole truth.
Right, right. Okay. But you know what? If that ever happens, that's not me turning him. That's Steve's deeds. Whatever gets revealed, that's something that he did. And it's not about what I revealed. It's about what you did. And it's sad because I would have just said, you know what? It's all right. We all make mistakes. But I was never given that chance to say, it's okay. You cannot go and crap on someone else's life. And then you just keep going. At least give them a chance to forgive you. At least give them that chance. But I was never given that chance. It's like, yeah, we're going to do you. You can't do nothing about it. You know, who cares? No. Not anymore. Not anymore. And it was actually days when I would pray that the two of them would wake up and say, you know what? Let's call her. Let's call her. Let's have this conversation. But it never happened. And I'm done being nice about it.
And they they have your current contact information. So if Absolutely. They were to want to reach you, they could. They have
that's,
a way to reach out
to them
to you.
Even now. It's up to them even now. But like I said, I'm willing to sit down mm-hmm. because my truth is my truth. I don't care who knows it or who hears it. So who really has something to hide here? I'm here. I'm approachable. Mm-hmm. Anytime. I always have been. But like I said, for so many years, I was really trying to gauge how this is going to affect me and my relationship with my son. And for years and years and years, I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything. But it's at that point. I can no longer do that.
Right.
I can't do it. Because in that, it gives everybody the pass. It gives Bobby Edmonds a pass. It gives Ricky Anderson a pass. It gives Ricky Smiley a pass for lying. It gives Jocelyn Passarelli a pass for lying. It gives the judges a pass for being starstruck and not listening to the whole story. It gives the McKinney courthouse a pass. It gives the police a pass. I can't give everybody a pass. I won't do it. Because my life is just as important as their lives, with their children and their husbands and their wives and their functions and their careers and their pensions or whatever else they've gone on to enjoy.
Right.
And I'm not going to give them a pass anymore. Now, if someone wants to come and talk to me, they can come and talk to me. But I won't be disrespected anymore. I won't.